Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. Mint has pinned down the order dates for some of the most exciting coins over the past several decades. Beginning in late May, the Mint will begin accepting orders for 2021-dated Morgan and Peace silver dollars. It will accept orders for only a few weeks. Once the ordering period closes, the Mint will then strike sufficient coins to fill the orders. These coins celebrate the 100th anniversary of the last year that the famous Morgan silver dollars were struck, and also the first year that the Peace silver dollars were issued. When Morgan dollars were struck in the 19th and early 20th centuries, they were struck at a total of 5 different mints. The New Orleans, Louisiana, and Carson City, Nevada mints ceased operations more than a century ago. However, to commemorate the heritage of the Morgan dollars struck at those two mints, some of the 2021 Morgans will bear the CC or the O privy marks in place of the mint marks to commemorate these branch mints. There will also be another change in the 2021 Morgan and Peace silver dollars. While the designs, dimensions, and weight of the new coins will match the earlier issues, this year's coins will be struck of pure 999 fine silver. The older coins, like almost all U.S. silver coins struck over the centuries, were struck using an alloy of 90% silver and 10% copper. The past alloyed coins survived the rigors of circulation much better than pure silver coins would. But although this year's coins will be legal tender, they are not intended for circulation. When there has been a major change in this country's coins and currency, that has sparked a surge in collector interest in money. That happened when the Kennedy half dollars came out 57 years ago, and when the statehood quarter series debuted in 1999. 20 years ago, the U.S. Mint issued a commemorative silver dollar using the classic design of the Indian head or buffalo nickel from almost 100 years earlier. These coins quickly sold out, then almost quadrupled in price. That could happen again with this year's Morgan and Peace silver dollars. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.